Jerry Bader Show 921. We're going to do our debate preview in the 10 o'clock hour and talk about Ted Cruz and what he did on Friday. But here's my tease on the debate preview. Here, I believe, is going to be Hillary Clinton's strategy. She's going to keep poking Dr. Banner with a pin until he turns into the Hulk. You agree, Earl? That's what she's going to try to create, a string of Lazio moments. For those of you who weren't listening to my interview with Kim Strassel on Friday and you don't know what that is, we'll talk about that after 10 o'clock. Interesting, I don't know if allegation is the right word, contention, made in the Wall Street Journal about something car makers are being at least deceptive, if not outright lying about. And I don't know why they I'm not sure why they would deceive about this. The contention made by Christopher Mims, writing in the Wall Street Journal, is that automakers are being disingenuous when they suggest that fully autonomous self-driving cars are just around the corner. The operational definition of just around the corner in this case tends to be the next 4 or 5 years, 2020, 2021. In fact, you may recall, I have the headline in front of me from the New York Times, June, self-driving Tesla was involved in fatal crash. Remember that? Well, Tesla did bill that car as self-driving. I said bill, not build. Bill that car as self-driving. It wasn't. What it really had is what some people call ultra-smart cruise technology. But you are expected to stop the vehicle and do other things. So why were they misleading? Mims says this is an industry-wide issue. To judge by recent claims, fully autonomous self-driving technology is just around the corner. Uber Technologies, Inc. is offering Pittsburgh residents rides in autonomous Ford Fusions. Ford Motor Company, BMW AG, Volvo Car Corporation, and Lyft, Inc. say they will introduce fully autonomous vehicles by 2021 or sooner. Tesla Motors, Inc. Chief Executive Elon Musk, rarely topped in hyperbole, says the technology will be here within 24 months. To many industry insiders, these claims are largely hype. They're not false, but they abuse the term autonomous vehicle and self-driving, which evoke images of hopping into a car, entering a destination, and disappearing into sleep, food, or our phones. I would agree. That's what most people think of. The Johnny car from the original Total Recall movie. You know, what? You don't do anything. That's not where we're going to get by 2021. It won't happen for a long time, maybe decades. These statements are aspirations. They're not reality, says Raj Kumar, a professor of engineering at Carnegie Mellon, who collaborates with GM. The technology just isn't there. There's still a long way to go before we can take the driver out of the driver's seat. And then he quotes others. Mary Cummings, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke, says a fully autonomous car operating by itself under all conditions, period, a good 15 to 20 years away. I agree with the premise here that that's not what we're being told. I would have guessed, based on what we're hearing and how ambitiously the big automakers are moving in that direction, 3 to 5 years. And what I said is the transition period, and I still believe this, whatever it happens, is going to be a nightmare, where you have some cars being self-driven and others being driven by human beings. The cars, and we've already seen this with the Google car, you know, they have a small little track in one California community where these things are driving around. And that's the thing. You basically do have to have tracking technology on roads all over the country. Well, that is a long way away. But even in those test areas, these cars don't drive like humans. which will be okay when all cars are self-driven. But it's the mix that is proving lethal. Further, being told that it is a self-driven car when it's not really, and that's where Tesla is really being criticized, where the guy plowed into the semi, that they are advertising it as a self-driven car. And then when it was exposed as not being a fully self-driven car, well, we didn't say that. Yeah, you kind of did. And that leads to this is why? Why would they pretend, essentially, that self-driven cars will be here before they'll be here? I don't have a lot of theories on this. Everyone believes that's where it's going, that it's going to self-driven technology. And are they just trying? Oh, really? Well, Earl has an interesting theory. That is an interesting theory. I'm going to hold that one back. That's an interesting little theory you have there. It isn't what I had in mind. But I think, though, if they follow the Tesla trend and they build these things, again, B-I-L-L, build these things as self-driven, people are taking them at their word or will. And this has been the concern. You have aircraft are like this already. But if you're a commercial pilot, don't get mad at me. You know what I mean by this. It's a bit of a generalization. You get her up and you get her down. And that is about what happens. And I'm not saying that's a small, that's not a small part of the trip. But, yeah, not even that all the time. But I thought about that when I was on the way back from Ireland. I mean, the captain, she could have been snoozing, quite frankly, most of the time. Well, just over the Atlantic, that 757 knows how to get there. But that causes concerns when pilots do become complacent, don't do much of the work except for takeoff and landing. Either let the plane fly itself or let the pilot fly it. Either let the car drive itself or let the occupant drive it. Do you have any thoughts on this? 888-455-1360. I've just got a few more things to say about it after the news. And if we see no calls, we're on to other things.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.